ICOMs are nice radios. They have nice receivers. I've been into radio for a long time, too, just scanning and receiving and things like that. But when they dropped the code requirement for technician, I think it was like 2001, I went and got that, and then they shortly after that, they dropped the code for general, and then I went and got that. And then just recently, when they dropped the price of the GMRS down to 35, I went and got that. So that's where I'm at. I mostly hang out on UHF.
Yeah, I like I say, I put it off for all these years. I was going to do it way back then, but you had to do the Morse code and stuff, and it's like, no. You know, I played with it a little bit, but that was about it. And finally got around. Of course, now my wife's saying, how much more money are you going to spend on these radios? And it's like, well, yeah, I don't know, you know. Like this one here, the 2730B, I like it. Detachable face and everything is kind of nice. Beats the heck out of the